This week on Full Credit to the Boys, we review round three of the NRL. According to Greg Inglis, it is round one, round two. I'm not sure. We'll figure out how to count to three a little bit later on as well. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome. Joining us on the line, I've got no idea where the man is. He tells me to come to the studio in Sydney. I'm here with a man called Sydney. No sign of former legend. Where on earth are you, buddy?
I am former legend, at former underscore legend. That's right, I'll do the housekeeping. He is at Sid Punts. You are at Normie Dorrell. And you can find our podcast at FCTTB underscore podcast. Boys, hello, how are you?
Mate, you can stick your housekeeping. You can at least show up to the studio, buddy.
Guess where I am, Normie? I'm in Newcastle.
What? So this is the thing for me. You're into me. Oh, we're going to drop you. You're going to be benched. Get to the studio. The one week I turn up and you're in my hometown. What's going on?
We're in the studio. Where are you?
Well, what happened, boys, was a man by the name of Nathan Brown gave me a call during the week and said, "Former, can you please come up? Can you please give the boys a motivational speech before they go out and play Ricky's Raiders?" And so after last week's dismal attempts to actually field a side and run out onto the field after your motivational speech, up I come and away I go.
Well, mate, have you been to Fenny's yet?
I've been to a few things, but I haven't been to many Fenny's lately, I've got to be honest.
Well, I hope, mate, while you're up there, I hope you enjoy my caravan. The keys are on the back wheel. All right.
What about the brewery? The brewery's still pumping. I'm pretty impressed with that.
Mate, recently done up the brewery just quietly. A huge week in sport though, lads. Let's get into it, especially in the NRL with the vintage round of games. A lot of close finishes, a lot of close competition, except for the Roosters. We will get into that soon. But after a horrendous exercise a week ago, of course, you've gone up to pump the boys up, former legend, in the Hunter.
Yes.
With a motivational speech. Now, what did you tell the lads in the sheds at halftime?
Boys... Well, it was before. It was pre-game, boys. And what I did is I said to the boys, think of all the great sights in rugby league. You know, you've got Greg Inglis running across field and breaking tackles. You've got Joey Johns from days gone by chipping and chasing. You've got Chief Harrigan running into Spud Carroll and knocking each other senseless. But I said, boys, the greatest sight in rugby league still to this day is an upset Ricky Stewart. There's no greater motivation.
That's the greatest motivation.
But the thing is, former, he's furious. He's more furious when he wins because I think it reminds him of all the times he's lost. So I don't know what the take out of that is.
And I went on and I said I'd take him out to the castle and to the brewery like Sammy Stewart took me out in the mid-90s, early 90s, maybe late 80s now that I remember. And I also said, if this doesn't work, Normie Dorrell will be back next week. And I think that's the bit that got him over the line. It got him to a draw.
They can't stand me in those sheds. Oh, they can't stand me, mate. And elsewhere, Sammy Burgess gave us all a bit of a scare, didn't he? Though, according to the NRL's Facebook page, it was George Burgess at one point. So I'm not sure which Burgess brother ended up in hospital. But he's tweeted after that awkward tackle against the Dragons that, you know what? I'm okay. It's a positive way to use social media. And it got me thinking, for all those horror stories that seem to present themselves to us every season, lads, mm-hmm. in the NRL, can you think of another scenario where it would be good to use Twitter to sort of let us all know what might be happening out there in the world of rugby league, put sort of rumours to bed?
Let me just tell you, when I read the headlines, Burgess down in bad tackle, I was praying it wasn't baby John Burgess, so I was quite happy when it was only Sam. But... I tell you, in days gone by, a bloke by the name of Craig Smith, who was Hopewadi to an inch of his life, I'm pretty sure Big John got all the way up to his wrist, up the old rear passage. It would have been good if old Craig could have, I don't know, maybe Snapchatted out a photo of the intact backdoor shoot to all the fans.
Mate, I tell you what, he also played for the Knights, Craig Smith. Maybe you could have brought out that Snapchat at half time, and I think that would have got the lads over the line.
Loved a real high knee lifting action, if I recall correctly.
Now, Sydney, you've got the town named after you, mate. What would you use social media for in terms of rugby league crisis?
Well, I agree with you, legend. I wish this social media caper was around back in the day, especially when Solomon Hamono, remember when he ran off with the pleasure machine?
Oh, Gabriel Richards.
Gabriel Richards, yes. I wish social media was around back then when everyone was trying to find Solomon. He could have sent us updates.
But he's harder to find than the Solomon Islands on a map, that bloke, wasn't he, during that?
Now, Sid, I'll get you to be careful when we talk about Solo. We both know someone pretty close and tight into the Solo camp, and I shan't be taking the piss out of him.
I'll tell you this much. I did a radio show out of Albury, and I do not lie to you. He told me how to throw a right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was trained. I think he still might be down Albury way. He's a great man. Hope he listens to the podcast.
What would have happened if social media was around back in your day, Legend?
Sorry, mate.
What would have happened if social media was around when you were playing?
I'd probably be just getting out on parole, I'd imagine.
I would have liked to have seen a bit of social media when Barbar Lamb. Do you remember this story, Les? This is about 20 years ago. Now Barbar's playing a bit of golf,
mm-hmm.
and the team behind them's hit up on them. Hit the ball towards Barbar.
Yep.
You know what he's done?
What?
He's got to knock the bloke out that hit the ball into their group. I would have loved to have seen a bit of running Instagram video on that. Tweeted, Snapchat, the rest of it. You don't hit up on Barbar. That's the one takeout I took
from
it.
Apparently not.
Now, Sydney, I am running the show this week. I need you to hit the news theme, mate.
You're doing
Let's
a
do it.
Mad stand-up job, but it's time for the news. Let's hit the news.
No, that's the here we go. Now, I've never hosted the news before. Do you wait for the... Oh, the music stopped. I didn't know whether you spoke over it or you just kept going. Lads, last Thursday, it seems forever ago now, but how can we forget the Cowboys going at about 50% put 40-odd points on the Roosters, who didn't get a single duck egg, let alone rooster egg on the board. What do we make of it?
Isn't it great?
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. I'll tell you what, boys, in all honesty, I was a bit disappointed in the outcome of this game. I was very upset because surely the Cowboys could have put 80 to 100 on the Roosters if they had have got out of second gear, because they were...
Yeah, I hear.
They were not that impressive. And no, they put 40 on them.
Foreman, you can't forget this, though, mate. I mean, round three, or as Greg Inglis calls it, round two. But the thing is, though, if you're coasting, you're winning by 20, 30, just cruise into the sheds. I mean,
yep.
You're still working out combinations. You're still sort of getting yourself into first grade fitness. I'm all right with that. 40-0, I mean, that is an absolute drubbing of a former premiership side.
That's
3-time minor premiers.
That's twice in 3 weeks they've conceded 40 points. I think I saw a stat today. They've conceded 107 points, and it took them 7 rounds last year to concede that much.
Now,
they're
I
in
know
all sorts.
If either of you lads checked Twitter today, but the number one Twitter hashtag was Puppy Love Day. And I don't know if that hashtag, they knew it was approaching or if what was going on, but Puppy Love Day is the trending hashtag today. Lads, Friday, Eels Bulldogs. Now, this was the game of the round. We called it last week.
Sid, yep.
And it was pretty much going that way, but former, you were furious at our check-ins. He's umpiring over the game.
I mean, check-in. The only thing, good thing to come out of this game for Matt check-in is everyone knew how to spell Matt Checkin on Twitter by the end of the night. But I'll tell you, someone who's had a really bad week, apparently, sleep-wise, and that's Sam Perrott, because all he's been doing is having nightmares of Sammy Radradra running at him, and there is no chance that Sam Perrott will be heading over to Fiji for a holiday anytime soon. He is dead set pooping his pants every time he sees that big bloke running at him.
Well, lads, I hope I'm not speaking out of tongue when I say I got a bit of a semi watching Semi last week. He was
that's great.
Absolutely on fire. I'm just going to get that out there. Lads, moving on to Saturday. And if you replay the tapes.
Add more to the semi. Was Ray Warren and Phil Gould. Mate, I've never heard two blokes get so jizzed up over a bloke since the first flight of the Mardi Gras a couple of weeks ago.
Now, I don't know if you've got the tapes that you can replay from last week, Sid, but of all the tips, this is the only one I got. I've picked the first draw in 3 years. I'm going to ride it all the way to the grand final because I dead set got no others.
This was an
the
amazing
Knights,
tip.
Dragons, fifth set. You can't have a tiebreaker. It's still being played. They still don't have a winner. And you dead set jumped on the bandwagon.
I certainly did. But you called it. You said it will still be a draw after extra time.
The Knights are on the board. I've picked it for the spoon. And you know what? The Roosters still sitting on zero.
Oh. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Oh, the Raiders. Oh, the Raiders were. I mean, they found new ways to lose a game. What about going for a 55-metre penalty goal, boys? You know, I mean, no chance, no chance. That is dead set. Just because they got a penalty to decide to have a kick for goal, that's dead set like me thinking I could pull Miranda Kerr because I had a nice pair of jeans on.
Well, mate, I'll tell you this much. If James Packer can pull Miranda Kerr, mate, I reckon you're half a shot with your Adidas trackies. Now, the other game on Saturday night, the poor man's Wayne Bennett, Anthony Griffin, took on the rich man's Wayne Bennett, who is Wayne Bennett, and got over the top of him. 23-22 at the foot of the mountains. What do we make of it, Sydney?
Mate, I thought TMM, as I call him, Tamir Martin.
That's him.
He was outstanding.
Tia Maria.
He left the Tigers this year for an opportunity at the foot of the mountains, and he was excellent. What do you think, legend?
Well, I don't know. To be honest with you, I watched the game, and I just enjoyed the fact that Penrith looked like losing all day, and even after they won, I thought they still lost. That's how ordinary I thought that game was.
It was pretty bloody ordinary. And I tell you what, it might be one of the few wins we see at the foot of the mountains. I just wanted to get that in once more for the Panthers. Now, the people's champion, the West Tigers, went missing against the Titans. Now, we were texting each other a lot, and you guys were almost turning it to sexting early on because they were up 8-0, 10-0, 12-0. It's all turned around. The Titans win 30-18. Lads, what do we make of it?
There was.
Sid, I don't know about you. I'm happy to move on to Sunday's
game. Yeah, there's a Sunday game.
I thoroughly enjoyed this.
They looked gassed, didn't they? I don't know what happened.
What
to
do you
them.
Mean? The average age is about 16. How can you be gassed when you've got endless energy at that age, mate?
Yeah,
the rumor going round, boys, and it's an honest mistake for a young team to make, is when they went to the Gold Coast, they went out the night before, not the night of the game.
It's a rookie error. They'll learn from that.
Jupiter's Casino, sure. Mate, one of the great establishments. Moving on to Sunday, sure the hashtag Pray for McFadden should have been trending worldwide on Twitter after another loss against the Storm. And in fact, I think they're the only other team on Zilch other than the Raiders, aren't they, at this stage? 21-14. It was a case of a clinical team knowing how to finish a game versus a mob who are more patchy than a handmade quilt. Now, former has supplied me with that metaphor. I think I might be adding it to the repertoire.
I'm going to be honest. The Warriors are just shithouse. their whole team looks lost. Two of us are Sheck. You called it early in the season, Normie, and said that you probably think he's going to go no good because he's moved teams. I laughed at that, but he looks ordinary. Johnson's gone as cold as a fucking as your mother-in-law's kiss. And Isaac Luke, well, was he even playing on the weekend? I can't say I even saw him.
Well, let's talk about this, lads. I mean, we're all giving it to the $10 million man, Cherry Evans, right? He's been paid too much. The Warriors seem to be getting away with that because if you add all of those salaries together, don't worry about Cherry Evans. That is multi-millions of dollars over many seasons. I mean, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, well...
What you're looking at is New Zealand dollars, which is about 48 Australian, so...
Shit! I forgot about the conversions. Where you go, no need to worry, mate. No need to worry at all. Now, St. George Illawarra, in probably the wettest game you've ever seen, turn back the clock. They beat
How wet was it?
It was almost unplayable. And I remember, you would have remembered, lads, growing up in former, you would have had this in first grade. The pouring rain was probably your funnest game.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the jerseys washed themselves.
Yep.
You had already had your post-game shower on the field. 6-4 at the SCG, if you can believe it. It was like being back in 1908 in front of 17,000 fans who braved it. What did you make of it?
It was wetter than the first three rows of a Justin Bieber concert. That's what I made of it. And to be honest with you, boys...
He's been working on that all week.
When Sam Burgess was down, I thought Channel 9 showing his mum crying on TV, not once, not twice, but three times, was a little bit, here you're going. But furthermore to that, there's a rumour going around now that as Sam's lying there and the Medicat's coming out, 60 Minutes has already found a way to stitch up Cameron Smith for the whole thing.
Poor old Smitty. Oh. But I hear you, Farmer. I thought in poor taste, but I mean, it's all about ratings, isn't it? I mean, you've got a mum crying in a box. You get any station on any bloody country's going to show that.
Was it actually a good game? I was out there.
No, it was pretty dull. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't much attack, was there, in rain like that? And lads, no Monday game this week. No Monday night game. So that were two buys, actually. The Eagles and the Sharks had a buy, didn't they?
it was a really good game, and I thought a really good team won the game, and the other team were shown up to be the pretenders that they are. Let's really go into this. I don't know about you, Sid. There's half an hour of talking in this game.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the Sharks v Manly? Now, you guys don't follow them, so you probably don't know. Ever since the 78 grand final, they just can't beat them. I cannot remember the last time the Sharks beat Manly. They knocked them out of the finals every year. They beat them at the end of last season when Manly was no shot, kept them out of the top four. The Sharks didn't get the chance to lose a game. They seem to ruin our season every year.
And they've done it again.
The big talking point out of this one, boys, was the Normie Dorrell stunt double, Marty Tapau, who took out Jack Bird in what can be described as a good, honest hit and copped a week for it, which, I mean, many people, probably mostly who played in the 70s, are left scratching their head over that one. I thought it was a pretty decent shot.
Well, I think he's intimidated everyone at the judiciary, Tapau, because if you've ever seen him at halftime, he does bicep curls. He has actual weights under his seat. I think he was doing bicep curls in the docks at the judiciary. They said, we'll just give you a week, Marty. Yeah. Go easy on us.
I'm not going to give Marty any bad news.
I think between that and taking David Clemmer as his lawyer, that's probably got him over the line.
He is the biggest man I've ever seen. Now, plenty happening in other sport, lads. We can't just talk about NRL, and thank Christ I'm running it this week because I've crossed out any mention of AFL. Sorry, former. I have narrowed it down, though, to a bit more rugby league. Now, after that worldwide search where they decided we're going big with this one, we're going to get in the best CEO we can from international sport, they've literally crossed the floor and gone, who have we got here? Bloody Greenhorn. old wet behind the ears Greenhorn. And they've told Todd Greenberg he's got the top job. Former legend. What do you make of it?
What I make of it is I've got a feeling that when they said, like, we're looking for a replacement for David Smith, I'm pretty sure Todd Greenberg has said to John Grant, let me look after it. I'll put the ads all around. Let me go and find the guy. I reckon I can do it. And bugger me dead. It was Todd who got the job. Well, blow me down.
I love how they said he knows the game. I'm like, fuck me, I know the game. Give me $1 million.
I spoke to Todd the other night. He came to see me band at the Rockdale Tennis Club.
What did Greenhorn say?
Mate, he's very excited. He's very excited about the role. I think the only other person more excited is maybe Raylene Castle at the Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How's that? How are they going to be going?
Her job secure.
Absolutely. They'll be getting all the favours, the Bulldogs.
And speaking of people going bald, John Grant and myself, I'm losing my hair as well, Sid, so I won't throw stones, but John Grant, with the salary he's on, can't he just run a pair of clippers over his skull? All those wispy, wavering hairs whenever he's interviewed, I'm like, the light catches it. Not a good look, Jonathan. Let's get that sorted.
The one comforting thing about that is that we only see him 3 times a year. State of Origin 1, State of Origin 2, and State of Origin 3.
How does he seem to avoid every scandal, yet he comes out, rips into the person who's currently in charge, he stays in charge, and then just appoints the next person to cop all the falls. I can't believe it. Jason,
one of the greatest gigs in history, that bloke.
I hate doing this, lads, but we need to move away from rugby league for a second. Jason Day, I love the guy. He's had a bit of a tough upbringing as well. Aussie success rolls on in golf. He's won the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Arnold Palmer was there watching him do so. Former, what do you make of it?
What I make of it is, if it's not Robert Allenby on the Terps, I don't really give a rat's ass.
They're still getting to the bottom of that story, mate. That's like the O.J. Simpson murder. There are more explanations to what happened that night. He went out.
I can't wait for the miniseries.
You'll probably be in it. You're probably the reason why.
I'm going to be the caddy.
Now, I think it's the Masters coming up pretty soon, and they reckon Jason Day's got a bit of a niggling injury, so he might be in a bit of doubt to hold on to the previous competition he's taken out. Is that right, Sid? Can you confirm that?
Yeah, I've got no idea.
Yeah, me either. All right. And now, Sid, I'm going to let you run this, mate. Tennis has been all the rage. This week, tournament director accused the WTA, that's the Women's Tennis Association, for riding on the coattails of the men's tour. He said women need to get on their knees and thank players like Nadal and Federer for the success What do you make of it, mate? It's your sport. Well,
you know that I'm the tennis expert around here, and I could not agree more. They should be getting down on their knees and praising the great
I'll tell you how lucky I am, boys. The only three female tennis players that get down their knees for me, Arantxa Sanchez, Pam Shriver, and Billie Jean King. That's how lucky I am.
Oh, I was choked on my tongue. I haven't heard the name of Arantxa Sanchez in 20 years, mate. And I remember she had the little, she had the tennis ball holder.
Yes,
that went out with her, didn't it?
Well, speaking of big names,
she wouldn't have had to get on her knees, by the way, for me. She could have just stood up, mate.
I think she's out driving.
Just knee
eye
to a grassy.
I had a bit of a brief look at the top 20 men's players, and this is where this guy, whatever his name was, in charge.
No, I don't have that, mate.
Is spot on, because these are the big names in men's tennis. That these female players are riding off the coattails. Have you ever heard of David Goffin?
No. Nah. I'm a big fan of the golf.
Big
Hasselhoff.
That's right. He's from Belgium.
I love the city. I love Gotham City.
Yeah. Who's ever heard of Serena Williams? She's riding off the coattails of David Goffin, Kevin Anderson, another big name in men's tennis.
And he's the Yank, isn't he?
And my favourite, he's South African, Kevin Anderson.
Oh, yeah? Know him well. You're not mixing now with Kevin Peterson, are you, bro?
Kevin Anderson? But my favourite, how have we not heard of this bloke? Jack Sock from the USA.
Love Jack Sock.
These are the kind of players that these women are riding off the coattails.
Well, I like the fact you're taking the mickey out of it, Sid. But the thing for me is I've got to agree with him in the sense that men play for twice as long. They're playing five sets. How can the girls expect to be paid the same? I'm all for the women's tennis. I watch it every year.
Yeah, no.
While I wait to get to the men's game. But
can I just say about Jack Sock, there's been many times I've come home from a nightclub and been toey as a Roman Sandlin and got the old Jack Sock out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've got a Jack Sock under my bed.
Oh, animals. I'm surrounded by animals, mate. I'm going to get this back to a bit of class here with one of
I've got
my
a Jack curtain. I've got a Jack pillow.
I think we're just going to have to move straight on. Now, former, I don't know about you, but this is probably one of my favourite segments in all of radio, all of podcasts in the world, and it just happens to be right here on Full Credit to the Boys.
What a bonus.
Sydney?
Substitute.
Just gets better every week. Just once more. Yep.
Substitute.
Oh. Substitute.
I didn't know that this segment was going to be so popular. I would have put in a bit more effort.
All right, this is how substitute works. I read you a sentence. I then say blank. You fill in the word. Here's the little first one for us. Sea Eagles young gun Liam Knight sprayed AeroGuard into his mouth to beat a DUI. This is a fair income true story. The only time this would be a good idea is blank. I'm going to start with you, former Sea Eagles young gun Liam Knight sprayed AeroGuard into his mouth to beat a DUI. The only time this would be a good idea is
to stop Carlotta from passing you. Ricky Pointing could have learned from this.
Sydney, this allegedly, is over to you, my allegedly. Friend. Sea Eagles young gun Liam Knight sprayed AeroGuard into his mouth to beat a DUI. The only time this would be a good idea is...
Well, I asked my wife this and she told me I talk that much shit, it would be a good idea for me to get rid of the flies.
What are you doing on the potty? Get her on.
I know, right?
All right, in the next one. Greg, this is my highlight of just sport in general. Greg Inglis took a shot at field goal in the final minutes versus the Dragons, despite being down by 2 points. Now, for those who aren't that rugby league savvy amongst us, they're only worth 1 point. But GI will blank. Let's go through it again. Greg Inglis took a shot at field goal in the final minutes, despite being down by 2 points. GI will, former?
Never do my taxes.
Sydney, Greg Inglis took a shot of field goal in the final minutes despite being down by 2 points. GI will?
Hopefully be remembered for that for the rest of his career. No matter whatever he does.
Now, I've already mentioned Barbar Lamb earlier in this podcast. He did the same thing, if
absolutely,
you remember.
I do remember.
And if you're going to follow any former rugby league greats other than former legend, it would be Barbar. Greg Inglis took a shot at field goal in the final minutes despite being down by 2 points. GI will send a strong statement to new CEO Greenhorn that field goals should be worth fucking 3 points. I mean, look at rugby union. What a great game that is. What a spectacle. I love a field goal-a-thon. Isn't it a good game?
We need more of that in our game.
And in fact, we should do a full credit to the boys just on rugby union field goals. Love the sport.
How good is it?
And he's, you know what, he's been talking about going to rugby union. Maybe he thought he was bloody playing rugby union. Who knows? Now, I like this one. Now, if you don't watch Ricky Stewart press conferences after a game, do yourself a favour. Jump on to NRL.com after you've downloaded our podcast, of course. Watch his press conference every week, because this week he lost his shit at a journalist, Robert Dillon, after an unfavourable article. Dillon should blank. I'll start with you, former. Ricky Stewart lost his shiz at journo Robert Dillon after an unfavourable article. Dillon should...
Dillon should put his hand out and pick up the Walkley Award now. If ever there's been a yardstick to good journalism, it's a pissed off Ricky Stewart. Robert Dillon, congratulations. Move on.
That is exactly what I had as well. He should be commended, because how can you do that's a favourable article to... about Ricky Stewart?
Well, my one was you should be more worried.
Substitute.
Mate, you'd be more worried if Ricky smiled. That's when you know there's a real problem. Parramatta superstar Semi Raharadra can play for Australia but cannot play for New South Wales, get this, despite already representing Fiji. Semi will blank. I'll start with you, Sid. Parramatta superstar Semi Raharadra can play for Australia but cannot play for New South Wales despite representing Fiji.
Semi will be better off playing for Queensland, where he would qualify, because where is Suva? That's in Queensland. That goes out to my Twitter follower, who I told I would sing on this podcast.
What do you mean you're singing the substitute theme? I mean, you're singing everything we do. Radio former Parramatta superstar Semi Raharadra can play for Australia but cannot play for New South Wales despite already representing Fiji. Semi will.
I've got to go with Sid. Semi will end up playing in a maroon job. It's nothing sure.
Absolutely.
Well, that's where every New South Wales trader ends up anyway.
Yep.
So I and think we Fiji can all agree on that. The final Kiwi. Substitute for the week. The best thing about Golden Point is blank. Of course, Sid, you and I are still living high after picking the draw at Hunter Stadium. Former, I'll start with you. The best thing about Golden Point is...
I get another 10 minutes to drink beer.
And full strength at that, not like the bloody cricket. Sid, the best thing about Golden Point is?
Nothing after that effort. I'm not a fan of it. I think it should be a golden try. That was embarrassing.
All right. Well, I've got this for you. The best thing about Golden Point is the fact it isn't a golden shower. Julian, if you're listening, that's aimed at you, buddy. All right, let's get into round two now. No Thursday night game, which is a good thing, because this is a slightly later podcast this week, but we are in time for the Friday game. Good Friday, Bunnies versus Bulldogs at ANZ Stadium. Two teams coming off the losses. Let's hear it, former. What are you thinking?
Well, listen, they're playing for the plastic bottle shield after last season's game, which is it's quite a trophy to hold. They're both coming off losses. South's got some big name injuries, including Sammy Burgess. I like the Bulldogs, unless South somehow figure out how to play a Fijian up against Sam Perrin.
That's about right. You got to remember, Sammy Burgess been out as well. Sid, how do you see it?
Yeah, that's how I see it, with Burgess out and I believe Eastwood's in for the Dogs. I'm picking the Dogs this week.
Yeah, I think we're all leaning towards the Doggies. The next game, Broncos versus Cowboys. They are already expecting a capacity crowd of 52,000 at Suncorp. It's the grand final replay. Former legend.
52,000 people, eh? There's 52,000 people seeing electricity for the first time, probably. I'm going to take the Broncos in a kind of an upset, I think. They're strengthened by Jack Reed being missing, so... I think that'll get him over the line.
Well, it's certainly going to patch up the defensive line, isn't it? I know we've all got a lot of time for Jack Reed. Sydney, you yourself, you've got him in your fantasy league team.
Yeah, and he comes and sees me band play. I'm a big fan.
I think the only reason we don't rib him is because his uncle is, of course, Chopper, and the ghost still haunts this podcast. Yeah, look, I'm going to pick the Cowboys in that one. They are the form side. They beat them last time they played them. They're going to do it again Saturday.
I'm going for the Broncos.
You're on the Bronx?
Yeah.
All righty. We'll see how we end up. Saturday, Raiders versus the Titans. This will be a smaller crowd, former legend, then.
Is there a lower thing to go to in the Gold Coast except for Wet and Wild? I'll tell you what, won't the kiddies from the Gold Coast get a shock when they get down to Canberra and they go looking for some nightlife like they do in Surfers Paradise?
Mate, have you never been to Mooseheads, one of the great nightclubs?
I've been there and got kicked out of there and never enjoyed one. King O'Malley's, I'll give that a run. At this stage, boys, I'll take the Raiders. The Titans are coming off their only win for the year, and the Raiders will get up.
Yeah, so, I agree with that. I think the Titans have had their win.
Haven't we changed our tune?
I know.
Haven't we? We're picking the Raiders every week. You said
2 weeks ago,
play the tape, Sydney.
Yeah.
They would never win.
I said, I will not pick the Raiders all year. I've picked them 2 weeks in a row.
All righty.
So that just goes to show, don't listen to me.
Now, it's a battle of the birds. It's
just show how fickle you are.
Yeah.
The other game on Saturday, former, is the battle of the birds, the Rooters versus the Eagles at Allianz. I mean, you're a braver man than I if you put money on it. Who are you backing?
I think the Sea Eagles, I think they're the outsiders in this game, and I think they're a bit of value, so I'm going to back the Sea Eagles.
Yeah, I reckon they'll get their second win on the board.
Yeah, I'm going for the Eagles. They're at $1.60, so for everyone following at home, at Sid Punts for my bet of the week, I'm going a few...
Is anyone, because you throw this out every... Is anyone following this?
There's a lot of people tweeting about it. I got 3 first try scorers in a row. They're loving it.
Did you or did you not have Moley buying into your bet of the week last week?
Moley was trying to run off my coattails.
Who is that prick?
He should be on his knees.
Who is Moley? Is it Adrian Morley? Who's Moley?
It's... who cares who it is? He's rubbish. It's Tony Adams. But anyway, I'm getting in before Moley, and if you want a good value bet at $14, first try scorer, Latrell Mitchell.
Right.
Ooh.
Well, yep. I'll put a fiver on it, mate. Right. Yeah. Sunday's game is that good, lads. Jesus is dead set rolling out of the grave for it. There's a religious joke. Sid's playing along at home. He got that one. Easter Sunday.
The chocolate soldiers.
You're not religious, former.
No, please. The only religion I follow is Keno at about 3 o'clock in the morning after all the races are finished. And Tui's old.
That's when I pray a lot at the tab at 3 a.m.
Mate, I'll dead set be smashing down my red tulip soldier bunny to this game. Dragons versus the Panthers. And guess what? It's not at the foot of the mountains. Who are you on, Sid?
I'm at the Panthers for this. I like to see the new Benji Marshall get over the old Benji Marshall.
I believe, boys, they're playing for the Sally Fitzgibbon Shield, which is a big momentous occasion. And I've got Panthers. I don't like the Dragons, even though they just won last week. No, I don't like them.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't like them.
Well, I'll tell you this much, former. I caught Sally Fitzgibbons catching a break on the Peon River, and I've never seen anyone surf that break before. It is wet, it is wild. And she had that look in her eye that says to me that she's got Trent on board and he's going to lead the Penny Panthers over the top of the Dragons on Sunday. Easter Monday, our long weekend continues. The Worries, the non-stop Worries v. the Knights at Not Real Smart Stadium. These are notes I'm giving, by the way. This is former. Most of his work's coming up with puns off the stadiums. Fans are encouraged to bring cardboard boxes and packing tape to the game for Andrew McFadden. Former, will you be still in Newcastle for this game? Even though it's a not real smart stadium.
I'll be heading home tonight. This is over in New Zealand. I shan't be going there. If they lose this, the Warriors, McFadden is toast. He is brown bread. Jeff Tuvey, get your shit together. Get over there. I am hoping the Knights win.
Yeah, right.
I totally agree. I think the Warriors have to get up, and they will. And Jonathan Wright for first try scorer.
Jonathan Wright.
Sharks
just like
great.
Throwing these in.
He's a former Sharks great, mate. I reckon you're not far off either. Him or Aitchford, definitely.
Yeah,
it'll
be
a battle. They'll probably score a hat-trick each.
Big names. They're missing them, the Sharks.
Yeah, I reckon the Warriors will get over the top of my former hometown of Newcastle. The other game on Monday, lads, the Tigers versus the Eels. Lads, can your Tigers bounce back?
Well, Robbie Farah is back despite the pleas from Jason Taylor to get second, third, fourth and fifth opinions on his leg. I've got to be honest, Sid, a bit worried about this.
Yeah, I'm not. We've gone in with 3 or 4 hookers. It's a good it's a good selection. I think we'll bounce back. We can't be as bad as we were last week. And
you've gone in with more hookers than Former on his Bucks party, buddy.
Exactly. The only time you want three or four hookers is when you go on a weekend fishing trip.
And again, Kevin Nagama will get first try scorer at $15.
He's looking slick. And the Knights let him go. The Knights would not put him in first grade. I didn't know what was happening there because it's not like they were near the top of the table. But he's doing good things for the Tigs, Former.
Yeah, I'll back the Tigers with my heart.
Really? Not confident?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm worried. I like the Eels. They don't let points in and that hurts. Especially
Yeah, look, the Eels are going to put some points on the young Tigers, lads. I think they've lost their teeth. Talking to teams that have found their teeth, Sharks v Storm. Somehow Bellamy's held onto his job for another week. This is at Southern Cross Bogan Tattoo Stadium, previously known as many other names.
Shit-tip Stadium.
Shit-tip Stadium. Look, I'm just going to kick this off and say the Sharks will put some serious points on the Storm. They'll scrape home with a field goal. Sydney.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. The Storm are paying $2.15, and that's a big bet. The Storm will beat the Sharks.
Is that in your Sid pun of the week?
It is, actually. It is.
Get out.
I'm
Get
sorry
out of your
about
own
that.
Studio. Get out.
I just think, I don't know, the Storm, yeah, I think the Storm will get them. Sorry.
Former?
There's a story going around that there's a bit of tension already in the Sharks between Ennis and his two playmakers. Maloney isn't getting the ball that he wants from Ennis, and I think it'll end up in a great win and probably win by 12 to 16 points.
Yeah, I read that today, actually.
Is that right? Is that Buzz? Because I know Former reads all of Buzz's articles. Is that who broke that story?
No, it wasn't Buzz.
I've got to read Buzz's articles.
Righto, lads. I don't even think we've got an intro for this, but it is also a very popular segment on the show. It is the Twitter Challenge. Now, we'll each...
It's a shame we haven't got an intro. If only we knew someone who could write some music and do his job.
Do we know a musician that might be behind this studio we're in with all these instruments around us?
Can I play,
do you know anyone?
Can I play the boys' sack theme song for this?
No.
Mate, that's not on yet. So this
do
is.
Do you want me to
one.
Sing something? I can sing something on spec.
Go, give us go.
No,
Twitter
no,
challenge.
No, no,
go.
Yeah, I
on,
shan't be doing
on,
that.
Everyone's shanting tonight. There's a real shart theme going on. So this here's what happens. We all get given a celebrity. We have to tweet that celebrity until they favorite us, retweet us, interact with us in some way. Sydney Portier, remind me, who's your celebrity?
My celebrity is Sonny Bill
Williams.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you go?
Look, I went the easy option this week. He was at, he only follows, what, 599 people?
Thousand.
No, that he follows.
Oh, he follows.
He
sorry.
Doesn't
yep,
follow
yep,
many
yep.
people. So I just tweeted him, hey, bro. If you follow
you can put an accent in your... How do you do that? How do you put an accent in your tweet?
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. If you follow me, you'll get to 600, eh? But it didn't work. He's now followed like 604 people, so he's totally brushed me.
All right, so you're still zero on the Twitter challenge?
Yes.
All right, Reformer, you have Warwick Kappa, the AFL great. You're obsessed with the game of AFL. You're on this podcast. How'd you go?
Well, I wrote to Warwick Kappa, hi at Warwick Kappa, trying to convince two league blokes that AFL isn't a bad game. Any tips? Question mark. Hashtag Mullet Brothers.
A favourite?
I got two retweets, seven favourites and fucking tumbleweeds from Warwick Kappa.
Right, well, I think it was you, Sid. You gave me Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
So I've tweeted him. Hey, at Russell Crowe. Remember, this bloke has 2 million plus followers. Hey, at Russell Crowe. Bloody at Virgin Australia won't take my hoverboard as luggage. Any chance you could swing past Newcastle in your ark? Nothing.
Nothing again.
Nothing. Well, no, I've got a couple of retweets.
Yeah.
But nothing from Russell.
Nothing from Russ.
He was probably driving the ark. Do you drive an ark or do you steer an ark? He was probably in the ark at the time.
I got no idea. Is that a Holden ark?
Ark me. All right. So the lads are 0, 0, and 0. I like that. We're all a donut. All righty. Weekly full credit to the Boys Awards. This is where we recognise tweets that have appealed to us, both amateur and celebrity. Former, I'm going to start with you. Your amateur tweet of the week that stood out?
My amateur comes from a longtime follower of me and the show, at Steve Sofa, or Sofa Steve, I think he goes under. And he wrote, breaking, 34 players cited by match review committee for shaking hands with ref at the end of the game.
That is gold. You shouldn't have retweeted that. You should have just stolen that and passed it off at your own, mate. That's gold. Sydney, amateur tweet?
I haven't got it written down, but that's where...
Oh, this bloke.
That's where Molly and I got into a bit of a set to where...
I like the fact you're calling him an amateur.
Well, no, somebody tweeted the Molly after Molly bragged that he got 3 out of 7 first try scorers, and someone tweeted him, not as good as Sid, he's got 3 out of 3. I'll have to look that guy up and thank him.
You might put him out of a job. Now, we have already spoken about Aerogard this morning. If you remember, the young Sea Eagles player sprayed it into his mouth, Liam Knight, to avoid the DUI. I actually follow a guy tweeted me about Aerogard during the week. This is from VJ Kurana. He said, Normie, on the subject of Aerogard, this is how you deal with a mosquito. Listen to it approach your ear. When it stops buzzing, strike yourself in your head as hard as you can. Repeat until dawn. I said, that sounds about right. Thanks for the advice, buddy.
Is that unreal?
Isn't it true? Rather than just get up, put the light on and kill the bastard, you just hit yourself in the head all night. That's how you prepare yourself for first grade, just quietly. Former told me that. Mm-hmm. Former, your celebrity tweet of the week.
I'm going to read you the tweet first, and I want you to guess who wrote it. I can't stop farting. I think it's funny. The taxi driver doesn't.
Jeez. Can you give us a sportsman?
I'll give you his initials are Andrew Flintoff.
Freddie. Vintage Freddie. Can you do it in his accent?
I wouldn't think so. Move on.
Sydney, which celebrity tweet stood out to you, boy?
My celebrity tweet, it's more from a handle, not an actual tweet. This is from at NERC Science. This is the mob that thought... They're building a 200 million pound research boat, and they thought, let's go to Twitter to name our boat.
And
everyone in the UK voted for, let's call it RRS Boaty McBoatface.
That's not one.
That tickled my fancy.
But that's the only way you'd get me on a P&O cruise, if I knew I was getting on Boaty McBoatface.
Absolutely.
Or Boaty McShitface.
Now, former,
I thought it would be Legend McShitface.
Former, I thought my celeb tweet would appeal to you this week, mate. It's from Warnie at Shane Warne. No. Now, I follow Warnie. I don't know why, but he's tweeted Twitter. He's actually said, "Happy 10th birthday, Twitter! Thank you so much for your support over the last 10 years. I love you, Twitter." And I've actually replied to that and to Twitter. I said, "Fuck you, Twitter! 10 years of Warnie's typos. I hate you." He has got the worst English I've ever come across. Still love you, Warnie. Rightio, Sydney, you do have an intro theme for this. We are really drawing to the close here. Full credit to the boys. Round 3 wrap up. This is time for weekly full credit to the boys awards. The boys sack.
Roll the sack. Open the sack. Empty the sack. The boys sack.
Now, I don't know about you, Former, but Sydney told me there's a double entendre in that. I still don't get it. I don't understand. Something to do with Santa, maybe?
I don't know about you, but every time I hear that, I have a smoke at the end of it.
Bulls sick. So this is pretty much if you hear anybody saying the name of this podcast, full credit to the boys, yes, which is one of the great footballing cliches, let us know about it because we'll try and track down the audio. Sid, how'd we go?
We did. We had one this week from... TMM, as I call him, Tamir Martin, after his standout
TMM
performance.
I think you'll find TMM as Tia Maria and Milk.
Which you can get over at the Panthers nightclub. I used to smash those down at Reactor 1 for all those playing at home.
Reactor 1?
You ever been to Reactor 1?
What about these throwbacks?
I don't.
Used to throw back to Tia Maria, mate.
So here's TMM giving us a rogue marketing shout out.
Full credit for the boy, though.
There he is. He's
vintage
only a pup.
TMM.
He's
vintage.
Only a pup, but he's already learnt to get
well,
on board
already,
with
he's
the
already
boys.
Supporting the podcast.
That's
he's
right.
only played a handful of games.
Love him even more.
Now, I hate to say it because I've thoroughly enjoyed hosting this edition of Full Credit to the Boys, but Former, I think my time is numbered.
I'd imagine. So you're probably due to go back on the road and into Newcastle again. That's the way it works. just quickly, boys... thank you to the... I think there's 4 new 5-star reviews on iTunes. One from Gibbsy, one from BRG Levski and one from Michikai 75, who are all very complimentary. Take up the offer, abuse us, but just give us 5 stars. We're pretty cool with it.
Oh, I love it, mate. Now, is that the Gibbsy, Ronnie Gibbs?
Rambo. I don't know. I'll find out. I'll talk to him during the week.
Rightio. So, former, you're heading back down the M1 when?
What's today? Today, I'll be heading down either tonight or tomorrow. I will be back in town, roll out the carpet for a big weekend of chocolate, beer and fish.
And we're going to pass each other on the M1 just like a coal ship in the night. Sydney?
Like a Bodie McBoatface.
And with that, lads, we will wrap up this episode 5 of Full Credit to the Boys. It is a review of round 3. You can download the podcast on iTunes and check us out on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. Former legend at former_legend. Sydney Punce, you delightful man, at Sid Punce. That is not rhyming slang. And at Normie Doral is I. Thank you ever so much for listening. Lads, have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Boys, and as Juan Antonio Samaranch said, the winner is Sydney.
Enjoy Newcastle, buddy. See you, mate.
See you, boys.